Hi, I'm Linda Lewis.
Linda, it's lovely to see you. You are running Art in the Garden, which sounds delightful. Tell us a bit about it.
Right, this is our second Art in the Garden, and I've done it bigger and better this year. It's on May the 10th, starting at 11 o'clock till 4 o'clock. We have Rotary in charge of all the parking. We have the ice cream van, the coffee van, and a wonderful cake stall. We have lots of craft stalls. We've got a big stall for children if they want to do craft and painting. We've also got some art people there showing their work and doing some artwork. We have a big garden section stall. On the tennis court, we'll have another marquee where we've got a big raffle. The Shimmers, Paul Castain, will be singing in the afternoon. We've also got the Manx Boat Club coming with their model boats on the lake, so children can have a go at model boats. They've also got motorised cars, which they can have a go at around the gardens. It'll be a lovely afternoon. You can get tickets on hospice or contact myself on 485065. I have lots of tickets. And this year we have the honour of the Lieutenant Governor, Lady Lorimer, attending. And we've just put an invite out to our Bishop, Patricia. All we take on the day, everything, will go to hospice.
Why is it so important to you, hospice?
When I left work, I left early to look after my father-in-law, who was having cancer treatment. And working for me was a guy called Dave Walker. His wife at the time was the hospice manager. And the day I retired, he gave me a brown envelope, and in it was an application to join hospice. So I didn't do anything till the January when I went into Douglas, and I felt so, I didn't belong to anything. So that afternoon, Laura was on Manx Radio talking about hospice and hospice volunteers. So I thought, I think this is the right time. So I rang her up, had an interview of sorts, and she said, I'm going to be your boss, you and my husband's. That was 20 years plus, and I've been there ever since.
And that's the thing, I think once people do get through that door and they start volunteering, they realise what a special place it is.
So special, you make so many friends with the families. It's just a lovely environment, and what they do is second to none.
And so understandable that you would want to do this event. And I know you put in a lot of effort for this, Linda. I know you do. And it sounds massive this year. It sounds like such a fabulous thing.
But it's a beautiful garden, absolutely beautiful garden.
Well, we do need to ask you where it is, because we've not covered that yet.
We haven't covered that. It's Clockwilly at St Mark's. It's on the back road from the Airy to St Mark's. But as I said, Watlings are putting signs up from Airy Dam right through to the event. Sarah and Ian are very good to open their gardens again. They're a lovely couple. You'll meet them on the day. They'll wander around with their dogs. But please do come. It'll be such a wonderful day.
And it's excellent value as well.
And excellent value. £5 and children go free.
I mean, what more could you want? That is a full day out. Right.
All we want for is good weather.
Yeah.
Good weather.
Any donations to the fabulous hospice, and which we love very much indeed. Linda, it's always a joy. Thank you so much for coming in.
And hopefully you'll meet some of the children from Rebecca House, because they did come last year. And I'll just say one word before I finish. I worked with Christy's dad, Steve. We were volunteers together, and that was an absolute pleasure.